Shut up. We bought both of these at the gift shop in New Zealand.
And other things, yeah.
And other things. All right, ready?
Wait.
One, two, three. Fireball.
Oh, wait. I was like, what are we saying?
All right.
Fireball.
Not bad at all. Merry Christmas. Merry holidays.
Jesus. Oh. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, we learned what Kwanzaa was. Thank you, Google. Obviously, people that look
we
like
have
this.
A lot of black friends, so.
Let's just leave it at that. Anyone want to disagree? Leave it in the comments. Welcome back to Lesbian Sisters Podcast. I'm Charlie, and sitting next to me is my lovely sister,
Candace.
Wow, you did it. That was great.
Thank you.
Oh, well. And I was great, too. Thank you.
You are better.
That, yes, you're right. Oh, yep. Always correcting me. But I love it. You're on it. Because it's the holiday season, I thought it would spring something on Candace, and she's my family. I want to talk...
Yeah, we are. We are each other's family.
Yeah. When I said sister, I meant, like, biological. I didn't mean, like, this is my sister. I don't think I could pull off the A one. Okay, so
this is my sister.
This is my lovely sister, Candace. Candace is kind of like a black girl's name. There's like
it's
black
like
girls
one of the only
Candace.
Other. It's one of the only black girls I've been friends with was Candace.
I don't think I've ever met a Charlie black girl, or like regular girls like much. There's
it's always a white girl. It is a white unisex name.
Yeah, it is like a white guy.
It's a very like predominantly
British, male. It's like a British
male, yeah, right.
White, very white man.
This is my cute little girl, Charlie.
This is my cute little girl, Charlie. She likes barbecue watermelon cookouts. Yeah, I won't be able to keep that in.
Why not?
Merry holiday. Happy Kwanzaa. We're talking about Kwanzaa.
We're honoring African-American black,
let
you know,
me just say,
black tradition.
Black people have spot-on white people impressions. Why can't white people have spot-on black people impressions?
Yeah, because we're trying to promote equality.
I used to have a really good Bill Cosby with the Jello, but I like
Jello
with the Jello. But now
that's
I can't
good.
Even do it. I can't even do it anymore because it's so bad. Like he's awful.
What could you say instead of Jello? That's like rapey.
Pills. The Quaaludes.
Quaaludes.
With the Quaaludes. I don't know, I'll have to work on that. I don't think people are going to find that very entertaining. First of all, congratulations to Chloe Grace on coming out. We thought you were
Bravo.
Already out. And then she comes out like 2 weeks after we shoot that video or something
well,
like that.
Well, so. We had kind of always made comments about it.
We threw her out there. I didn't realize I was outing her. I thought she was already out.
Apparently she just met the right Hollywood producer. And, you know, she was like, wow, this...
She met that model
this
chick.
This vagina... really something.
Yeah, but she's been sleeping with women forever. And that's what bothers me because now
Jamie Presley, way back in the day, totally. They hooked up.
Really? When were they together? What did they do together?
My Name is Earl.
She was on My Name is Earl?
I've had a crush on her since she was 5.
Wait, was Chloe Grace on My Name is Earl?
Yeah.
So that was her first probably?
She was a child. And I think Jamie Presley was not a child at that time.
So this is controversial. Oh my
right.
God, we need to quit
it
outing you.
It wasn't, right.
Okay, so what I want to do, my worst lesbian of the year for 6 years now, ongoing, is Kristen Stewart. I have this huge...
Crush.
Right, the opposite of a crush.
A crash.
A crash and burn on Kristen Stewart. I hate Kristen Stewart. I just want to let you know, Candace, I haven't showed you her new girlfriend.
She's packed.
She cheated on the hot Stella Maxwell. She cheated on her, but this is what Kristen Stewart does. She cheats on her girlfriend. She has like a long-term girlfriend, and then she cheats on them with someone usually not so attractive. So she did this for the longest time.
So she's
she would,
a sex addict.
She's a wealthy...
That's a sex
person.
Addict. If you don't care that much about, obviously she's screwing these models, you know, and cheating on them with ugly people, that's a sex addiction.
Yeah, but doing it publicly is like, you have issues. So this is her old girlfriend. You know what she looks like. That's her and Stella Maxwell. And look at how bad she looks.
No, like she doesn't look bad. She just looks right. Average next to that model.
Okay, so this is the one that she... Okay, this is the
Kristen
one
Kristen Stewart is not ugly.
No, she's not ugly. This is the one that she replaced her with. I'll show you a picture of them together. This is her new girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh, really?
She looks sexy, but she looks a little, like, more, like, rough around the edges.
I want to show you what her ex looked like.
Okay, first of all, she has sunglasses on.
This is what she looks like normal.
They're walking in the park.
And that's her ex.
Wait, no.
They look the same.
Wait, what?
You can't actually see this? That's her ex-girlfriend.
That's not Kristen Stewart.
No, that's her ex. And that's her current girlfriend. Her ex looks just like Kristen Stewart.
Whoa.
Yeah. She's got a type. I will show them. I will show them. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
Yeah, so there she
is. I thought that was her. Her new girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who looks like is a model.
No, she's like an Insta whore. She's an Insta whore. She's like
really pretty.
Oh, whatever. I think it's a downgrade. But honestly, I think that it's pretty funny. Well, that's me.
Okay, so here's the deal.
Looks just like her.
Her new girlfriend is by far not... That's not a downgrade, first of all.
Yeah,
Charlie is crazy. Okay.
And I want to say, so Kristen Stewart gets worst...
I get on that train.
Kristen Stewart gets worst girlfriend of the year every year because she's awful. All she does is cheat on long-term girlfriends. As someone who sleeps around with people who sleep around, that's nice and kind and cool. If you're the type of person that cheats on everybody because you're a sex addict... You got issues, and that's messed up. Now I'm going to show you, this is Kara, and her new upgrade.
Oh.
This is Ashley Benson, the girl from Pretty Little Liars, the blonde, who was a bitch.
Ooh.
They're together still.
Weren't they? Because they were, like, friends, and then
They met on a movie set, and, like,
they were
up.
Friends, and hooked up as friends, and now they're dating.
Yeah, they're dating.
That happened this year.
And
you told
super
me.
Super cute. Here they are. And, like... Gatwick or whatever at the airport. But what she did, she gets girlfriend of the year and Kristen Stewart gets worst girlfriend ever every year. I hate her. But Kara is actually a great girlfriend.
They're so cute.
She was actually cheated on. St. Vincent cheated on her with Kristen Stewart. And I think Kristen Stewart is probably just terrible in bed and horrible person.
Oh, clearly. She's so terrible in bed. She's screwing all these models and, like, having sex with ugly people.
Exactly. So Kara rented out, like, the Natural History Museum in London for them to spend the night in for this girl for Christmas. I guess she likes museums or whatever, so they could have sex and have a night at the museum date. That is how you do it. That's well played. She does get cheated on, so maybe she's not that great in bed. I don't know. Maybe she's great in bed and, like, she just has horrible taste.
What if this whole, like, cheating has anything to do with how much you enjoy sex? It's cheating,
not
regardless
you
if you're the cheater
sex.
Or you're being cheated on. A lot of it is, like you're saying, it's about ego and, like, things like that. It's not necessarily just sex. Now, that being said...
I don't think that people who get cheated on are bad in bed. I think that their, like, pickers are broken and they have trouble with finding people
like maybe
who are, like,
trust issues.
Genuine. Yeah, like, they expect it so they
no,
get it usually.
Just know if you have trust issues, you're going to attract people that you can't trust. So you're going to have to work on that.
See, that's look forward to. There it is.
Clearly.
So what we could say is the girlfriend of the year... I would say, is Cara Delevingne with Ashley Benson.
They're so
the
pretty.
The worst girlfriend of the year, 5 years running, is Kristen Stewart with anyone that she's dating.
She wins the award
because
again.
She's gonna cheat on them with someone else, and she's a horrible person. Not super great
maybe
actress
they're
either.
Polyamorous.
Yeah, well, if you want to be non-monogamous, you need to say that, because I don't think Stella knew that. I don't even like Stella, but I hate Kristen Stewart, so now I'm in love with Stella Maxwell. So there you go. The coming out, right, pansexual of the year would go to Chloe because we pushed her out. We didn't realize it. Now she's out. There it is. So
she's going to be the next ethical slut. And if Chloe was doing everything that Kristen Stewart is doing.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, I approve of that.
So... If she was doing everything that Kristen was doing, you would be applauding
no,
her.
No, I don't like cheaters. She Jumping. Slept with Kristen Stewart while Kristen... Chloe slept with Kristen Stewart while she was with Stella Maxwell. And I don't
Chloe
like
did?
That. Yeah. And I don't like that.
Chloe was not
currently in a relationship. So she's not as bad as Kristen Stewart. Cause she was. I mean, Chloe was with that Brooklyn guy, but that was like a beard situation. There's a lot
Damn,
to
Damn, her girlfriend looks like she's on... heroin in that picture.
She is. She's a model. So, we'll say, let's predict. Next year,
Okay.
The coming out person of next year, like the come out queen. I really want Hailee Steinfeld to come out as pansexual. Everyone watching this does, because everyone gay knows who Hailee Steinfeld is, and she's really
attractive. Well, I guess I'm not gay, and this is my coming out video.
Okay, well, whatever.
Hayden Panettiere needs to come out already. I mean,
you can't say someone who's super straight.
Obviously.
She's so straight.
No.
Okay, well, there you go. So
I don't
want to
believe it. That's what you're saying. You're saying
no, I predict
a reality, but okay, that's not necessarily true.
No, we predicted, or we accidentally predicted Chloe as coming out as pansexual.
I don't think we really accidentally did, because she is, let's face it, she's really gorgeous, but she's a little rough around the edges,
she
and
is.
She walks like a truck driver, so yeah. She's kind of gay.
Yeah, she was definitely in the closet when we took her out. Like,
yeah,
it was very obvious that she was
and
in the
she
closet.
Played, like, the kick-ass character who was, like, super kind of, you
yeah,
know,
but she was
only
in,
had a dad.
She was,
you know,
in,
she was always doing the boy, you know, tomboy stuff.
She was in a relationship, quotes, with Brooklyn Beckham for years, right? And I was always just like,
he looks like a lesbian.
So.
He's very feminine looking.
Yeah, but so does Justin Bieber, and I don't think that his wife is gay.
Well,
I think that she's just really into
Instagram.
I don't
agree with that.
I think she's just really into Instagram. But I don't.
Well, Instagram is pretty close to gay or pan or whatever.
No,
it's
that's
like any
attention
kind of
whore.
Attention. That's pansexual.
Well, let's end it on that.
All right.
All right, love you, bye.